This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to navigate workplace conflict the right way. When conflict is the problem, silence is the weapon you're already using. What happened? SHRM recently published a workplace conflict toolkit designed to help organizations build healthier team environments. The resource targets managers and HR professionals who need practical frameworks for addressing friction between colleagues. It positions conflict navigation not as damage control, but as a core organizational competency worth developing deliberately. The communication angle. Here is what most conflict toolkits get wrong. They treat conflict like a fire to extinguish. SHRM framing gets closer to the truth by treating it as a condition to navigate. That distinction matters enormously, because how you define the problem determines every communication move you make afterward. The single biggest failure in workplace conflict is timing. People wait too long. By the time a manager steps in or two colleagues finally have the conversation, the original issue has grown three layers of resentment around it. What started as a disagreement about project ownership has become a personality conflict. You are no longer solving the first problem. You are excavating through months of accumulated grievance to find it. Early, direct, and low-stakes conversation prevents that burial. The second failure is framing. Most people enter a conflict conversation with a verdict already in hand. They describe what happened, assign blame, and wait for agreement. That is not communication. That is prosecution. The framework that actually works starts with a question instead of a statement. Here is what I have observed. Help me understand what you are seeing from your side. That single sentence does three things. It grounds the conversation in observable fact. It signals that you're not there to win. And it gives the other person a role to play besides defendant. The third failure is outcome confusion. People conflate resolving the conflict with feeling better about the person. Those are not the same goal. A resolved conflict means both parties have a clear, agreed upon path forward for how to work together. It does not require mutual admiration. Stop trying to fix the relationship in the room. Fix the working agreement. The relationship often follows, but only when it is not the primary target. Toolkits like SHRM are valuable precisely because they force organizations to think about conflict as a repeatable process, not a one-time crisis. The organizations that get this right build cultures where friction surfaces quickly, gets addressed cleanly, and does not fester into turnover. That is not idealism. That is cost control. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives you a framework for separating your emotional temperature from your communication strategy. Most people let those two things merge, and that is where conflict conversations go sideways fast. The book walks you through how to stay precise under pressure, which is the core skill no conflict toolkit can skip. The takeaway. Before your next difficult conversation at work, write down two things: the specific behavior you need to change, not the person, the behavior, and the one concession you're genuinely willing to make. Walk in with both of those in your pocket. You will stay specific, you will stay fair, and the other person will sense you came to solve something rather than to score points. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use. Whenever you need them, visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.